This is an MUT Radio podcast.
I'll be your program director. Usually, in places I visit, it's always met with a warm round of applause. But I hear today things are a little different. I do understand it's because of the wet weather that we're experiencing today. But no matter what the weather, we always bring our own ray of sunshine. Thank you so much. Can you give yourselves a warm round of applause, ladies and gentlemen? And a warm welcome to all of you, and welcome to what promises to be a great day. Today is World Intellectual Property Day, and the theme for this year, 2025, is IP and music. Feel the beats of IP. By the time you leave here today, you will have a thorough understanding of what intellectual property is. We've invited specialists. Abanduge abayizazi umakusikwe kuziwa ke kule sector of intellectual property. Before Kalise, I want to give also acknowledgement to the National Intellectual Property Management Office, the NIPMO. Ake special ihlombelikhulu kakhulu. And this next round of applause, ladies and gentlemen, belongs to CIPC, Companies and Intellectual Property Commission. Especially ihlombe kakhulu bakwethu. And our host, especially Zandla bakwethu, Mangosuthu University of Technology. Pine nabo bonke abantu at the helm of the organization responsible for the celebrations here today. Sibonge kakhulu ke bathandekayo. Nami ke, I stand to learn a lot today. I'm an artist myself, as most of you would know. I'm a stand-up comedian, and today aims to raise awareness in terms of intellectual property and the protection thereof. But first, we'll start with the definitions, so we have a clear understanding of what exactly we are to celebrate and raise awareness of today. So, sibonge kakhulu to the Department of Trade and Industry and Competition, the DTIC, yona ke sponsorise our exhibition stands, especially ihlombe likhulu kakhulu bakwethu. TIA, now especially ihlombe, Technology Innovation Agency, USIDA bakwethu, Maluswe Ntandane, especially ihlombe likhulu kakhulu. Small Medium Enterprise Development Agency and the University of Zululand, traveling in namhlanje ke, is challenged because of the weather conditions. They will be joining us mid-program, but yeah, acknowledging our special the Durban University of Technology, the University of KwaZulu-Natal, eThekwini Municipality, umkhandlukazi wethu omkhulu esiwuthandayo, ikakhulukazi iParks Recreation and Culture Business Unit, especially ihlombe kakhulu bakwethu. Umgeni uthukela water also bakhona phakathi kwethu nabo especially ihlombe bakwethu. And ekugcineni ake sishayele ke the Durban Film Office abakhona phakathi kwethu nabo. We'll continue throughout the program to give acknowledgements to all the agencies and organizations also abakhona phakathi kwethu, and also the individuals abakhona, senior members of staff present here today, all protocol observed. Siqalise nje sibonge, we see that the future of our country is safe as we have the brightest and the purest of minds, ama learners abasakhona abasafunda emabangeni aphansi bakhona phakathi kwethu. Ake sibashayele izandla nabo bakwethu. Before we start, we will start with a safety and healthy plan. Also, sinikeza ke a safety brief yethu Mr. Lizwi Masondo. Nasimphamise ngehlombe naye zangaphambili.
Program director, yabingelela. Ladies and gentlemen, I greet you. My name is Lizwi Masondo, as introduced by the program director. My task is very simple, is to emphasize the importance of health and safety. Whenever you have such event and visitors, we have taken as a culture at MUT that we start with a safety talk. I just want to mention that on behalf of management of MUT, the Vice Chancellor, who is an accounting officer in terms of occupational health and safety, has actually requested me to give you a safety brief. This building, which is called Student Center, is a building that I can say it's compliant in terms of the requirement for occupational health and safety. We have a fire detection in this particular building. So in the event of an emergency, we'll have an alarm, and that alarm will ring, and then we'll request all the occupants to evacuate. But there is a team that is readily available inside. Mr. Shope is one of them, as he's carrying that particular camera, but he's also part and parcel of the safety champions at MUT. So should we have any emergency situation, we will request all the colleagues to evacuate this particular building to a safe zone. We do have what we call our assembly points around the buildings. For you to access the assembly points, there are signages. You can see, you can actually use that particular signage, go out, and then we'll go up on the, what we call a ground floor, which is the zero floor, and then you can assemble outside that particular building. We also have another assembly point. You take the staircases down. If you can see the signage there, take the staircases down to the sports ground. We're doing this to ensure that all our visitors and occupants are actually participating in a venue that is compliant. Over and above, we have ablution facilities for both females and males, including people who might be physically challenged. I think further down there, you've got them on this side as well as on the other side. In the event of an emergency situation, you are not allowed to use a lift. This building does have a lift, so we cannot use that particular lift should we have an emergency situation. So I wish to be so brief so that the program proceed and also to declare this venue as safe for this particular event. Thank you, Program Director.
Thank you, Mr. Masondo. I guess I'll show you cool once again, ladies and gentlemen. Second, Jalo Masondo, this is Gabalega now.
Please remain seated. We will go and check the panel. Thank you.
Thank you very much. As Mr. Masondo attends to the panel, we are going to keep it moving, ladies and gentlemen. Intellectual property. It so happens also to be in my area of interest. Like I said, I'm a creative myself, but also, importantly, with the advent of social media, with platforms like TikTok. Are you all able to hear me, ladies and gentlemen? Okay. I was saying with the advent of platforms like TikTok, we've seen South Africa becoming revered the world over as we've touched into the creative nerve of the youth of this country. With Amapiano taking over the world, with Ama challenges and dances linked to Amapiano, we've seen our youth creating content and putting it out there for the whole entire world to consume. We've seen in the UK, we've seen China, Korea, and the US taking an interest, a keen interest in the creation of South African innovators and creatives. But now today we're going to learn exactly how we can protect our creations and also how we can make money and continue to make money with the things and the content that we create and put out in these platforms. I was just having a chat earlier with Dr. Khoza, just talking about some of the biggest exports we've seen come from this country. The likes of black coffee, the likes of Zakes Bantwini, the likes of some of the best and the great creative minds coming from the film industry. We also aspire to one day become like them, but where do we start? How do we organize ourselves? How do we then protect our intellectual property? And how do we make gain from it, economic gain. We learn from those things. We also learn from different panelists I'll be inviting onto the podium later on in the program. They will touch on many different sectors. So namuhla sizofunda kakhulu. Ngizocela sibambisane ukuthi ke ezisiqhubeka nohlelo lwethu sonke sikonsume ke ngale kokuphazamisana. So ngizocela nje ukuthi sonke throughout the program sibambisane ikakhulukazi makhona ke ikhulumi phambi kwethu. With that said, ladies and gentlemen, to bid you a formal welcoming and also give us some of the welcoming remarks, I'd like for us to join our hands and put our hands together and welcome the Acting Deputy Vice Chancellor, Research, Innovation and Engagement, Dr. Annette Mini. I guess in Pambi, Sengil Kuli, Shwambe Zangapambi. Is it handheld or should I plug it on for you?
Thank you, Mr. Program Director, for your kind words. I hope that you guys can hear me. I don't have the loudest of voices. Distinguished guests, partners, colleagues, and students, a very good morning to all of you. It is a pleasure to welcome all of you to this year's World Intellectual Property Day celebration. First, I would like to acknowledge and extend our heartfelt gratitude to all our esteemed partners who have made this event possible, to our valued partners including the Department of Science, Technology and Innovation, the National Intellectual Property Management Office, the Companies and Intellectual Property Commission, the Small Enterprise Development and Finance Agency, the Technology Innovation Agency, the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition, as well as the Durban Film Office. Thank you for helping us to make this beautiful day a reality. And then also a warm, warm word of welcome to our sister institutions, the Durban University of Technology, the University of Zululand, University of KwaZulu-Natal, and also the music departments from the TVET colleges. The Creative Arts Colleges and the Isayedi TVET College in the Southern KZN region. Your continued commitment and collaborative efforts help us to foster a deeper understanding of intellectual property's vital role in our society. Your contributions are invaluable. This year's celebration has been marked by a series of exciting events aimed at raising awareness and promoting the importance of IP in the creative industry. From the dynamic media launch that kicked off our campaign to the successful roadshow event that allowed us to engage with various communities within the region, we have made incredible strides in bringing attention to the power of intellectual property. These events not only provided us with the opportunity to share valuable insights, but they also offered a platform for networking, learning, and growth. We have seen firsthand the enthusiasm and interest from individuals and organizations eager to learn more about how intellectual property can impact their work and contribute to their success. As we continue with today's program, let us remember that the celebration of World IP Day is not just about raising awareness, but also about igniting action. Action that will inspire further innovation, safeguard creative works, and ensure that intellectual property becomes a powerful tool for everyone. Once again, thank you to all our partners, participants and supporters for being part of this wonderful celebration. We look forward to an inspiring and engaging day ahead. Enjoy the rest of the event and let's continue to celebrate and champion the world of intellectual property. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I guess Simshan is under Dr. Annette, ladies and gentlemen. And also, in celebrating today, we're celebrating in song, music, and dance. You're going to be enjoying performances by some of the industry greats. And also, it's very important that maybe we take a short break and allow for registration to continue whilst we wait for Mr. Masondo. to fix the problem with the panel that is currently making it hard for people to hear what the speakers have to say. So we're going to regroup once again in 10 minutes and then resume the formal proceedings. For now, we'll take a short break. So ladies and gentlemen, once again, another warm round of applause for Dr. Annette for that warm welcome as we bid... Halala. Asayihlombe. Sibonge kakhulu with Dr. Annette for those words of welcome that she just offered us now. Ah, there we go. Sounda kangcono manje, ne? Kade ngizama ukumemeza. Siqhubeke nohlelo lethu ke bathandekayo. Namhlanje njengoba ngishilo ukuthi ne kuningi sizokufunda sikuzuze okulinkene ke ne-intellectual property. Ngiyachaza masiqale seqaleni ukuthi uba ne-understanding engcono ekhuluma nge-licensing, ekhuluma ngama-patents, ekhuluma ngama-trademarks, ekhuluma ngama-copyrights, njalo njalo. Sibizeke izazi namhlanje ne-incithabuchopho ukuthi ke siboleke okwako ukucabanga ukuze nathi sizokwazi kangcono about intellectual property. In my opening, I did touch on social media and what it has done to EU theatre. We've seen EU theatre able to derive livelihood from the content that they put out in these various platforms. Gakulukazige uTikTok. Sibona abantu khona besikhombisa amakhono ahlukahlukene. Kubona la makhono lawo abanye bafisa ukwenza inzuzo. But uma wenza inzuzo, uyafuna nawe ukuthi kungabe khona omunye umuntu ozofike naye enze inzuzo with your idea or with your creation. So it's important ukuthi ke leyo creation yakho uyiprotect. Kade sikhuluma la ngokuthi namuhla siyazi ukuthi uKFC banama logo, banama trademarks, banama recipes amaningi. Amanye are protected under certain laws. Namhlanje so have a clear understanding of how that works. As in my chats in preparation for the program this morning, I had a chat with Dr. Hlongwane. I had a chat with Dr. Khoza also. I did indicate to them that I myself also am an aspirant, purveyor of gin. And they actually held me by hand and took me through the paces of the things that I need to do to make sure that I protect the logo, I protect the formula and recipes of my gin. So namhla nami together and alongside you, I'm going to be learning a lot. So with that said, firstly, I would like to now invite onto the stage to give our keynote address, the head of department from the Sports, Arts and Culture. I guess I'm Shalit from Beakule Zangapambil Bawit. The head of department from Sports, Arts and Culture, ladies and gentlemen, for the keynote address, will be joining us mid-program. As I indicated earlier, we'll see a lot of our speakers did send apologies because travel today is a bit challenged because of the wet weather conditions and inclement weather conditions that we are facing. We are currently on orange stage 4. The Weather Bureau did give us that warning. So some of our highways and freeways, especially in the corridor between Pietermaritzburg and Durban, is also flooded, which makes traveling a bit hard. So let's keep it moving. And in keeping up with the promise, engishile ekuqaleni, you're going to be celebrating through song, music, and dance. I'm now going to call up a performance, a dance performance, by Umshimane. Umshimane again. Comes from this wonderful institution here too, that also doubles up as our host today, Mangosuthu University of Technology. Umashimane is an MUT student. I guess Mshali is like just to set the tone and the theme for today. Umashimane for the dance performance. Ladies and gentlemen, every performer feeds off the energy of the audience. So please, louder, another big warm round of applause, ladies and gentlemen, as we welcome onto the stage, Umshimane. Gemina, I was born and bred in this province. I am Zulu, and all stereotypes included. I struggle with other languages, because obviously in this province we're only exposed to just isiZulu and English. So mangibheka laphansi ngibona ukuthi oh shusi lo mphem lo waka black coffee waka maphumulo ingakho umashimane. Upon closer inspection I realize actually it's not mashimane, it's mshimane. We do have another Zulu word elisondelene naleli. Ngiyazibona zikhona izishimane lapha kwethu. But umshimane ke akasona isishimane ne umshimane. Ukhona phakathi kwethu umshimane? Oh nangi awu umshimane lapha. Shuthi umsuthu. Singeke ke samhleka ngokuthi umsuthu ngoba akazenzanga naye. Mshimane. Ngiyalunga mfowethu. Yes, for sure. You are not Zulu, right? Sotho. It's okay. It's not your fault.
Sanibona. Igama lam. One, two, one, two. Sanibona. Yo. Igama lam nguLusanda Zondi Mshimane. I'm just a dancer and I'm doing accounting here at Mangosuthu University of Technology. DJ, sacela ungiphi inamba. Ngithi ukubadlalela kancane. Ngithi ukubapha udanke bengawucelanga. Ni right code. Ama2K ngicela phakama isandla phezulu ngoba kuzonyiwa manje. Kuzonyiwa. Kuzonyiwa ngempela ke manje. DJ, ngicela ungiphi inamba. Awuzeke. Asambe, asambe. Asambe, awuzeke. Asambe. Awuzeke. Ay. Wait, Tanya. Wait, Tanya. Wait, Tanya. Wait, Tanya. Everybody say, wait, Tanya. Asambe sonke. Asambe. Wait, Tanya. We run ya. Wait, Tanya. We run ya. Everything about to see a Java, see a pasta. Agnizo, 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 Agnizo. Asambe. But in the Batistia Chiva, Sia Pasa. E Batistia Chiva, Sia Pasa, man. Hey. Asambe, Ganji. Wait, Tanya. Wait, Tanya. Wait, Tanya. Wait, Tanya. Who's? Asambe. Awuzeke. Asambe.
All right, so let's hear it from Shimane, ladies and gentlemen. Asimtshele ihlombe kakhulu. Thank you. Now let's get the formalities underway. Ladies and gentlemen, we will start with the Companies and Intellectual Property Commission, otherwise known as CIPC. I guess I'm going to get to insizwa enombelo kwansile ebengicela kuona njengamanje. Is a senior manager IP education at CIPC. I guess imshali izandla bakwethu Dr. Mojalifa Khoza. He shared so many nuggets and insights with me earlier before we started the program. I've now taken the liberty also of inviting him to have a coffee with me so I can have an extended session. I do understand that his session today is quite short, but I'm going to ask that he shares his details with the rest of us, ladies and gentlemen, so we may engage even further with him in our quest to learn more about intellectual property. So once again, let's give him another big warm round of applause. Khoza.
Good morning, everybody. Once again, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Thank you very much. My name is Mojalifa Khoza. I am from CIPC, and I'm standing here today on behalf of my senior manager, Mr. Kadipiche, who's busy with interviews. My talk today is very simple. The request was I should come and tell our beautiful audience, the high school students, the university students, and the young creatives about why we are here today. And number two, I should come and tell you what CIPC does within the intellectual property space. That is why if you look at the title of my presentation today, it says World Intellectual Property Day and Intellectual Property. And this morning I had the privilege of meeting my beautiful audience here, the young beautiful girls and boys from Umlazi High School, and we had a chat. And I said to them that when I'm going to present, I am going to have a couple of questions for you. And before I tell you what intellectual property is and what CIPC's role within the intellectual property space is, I am going to do exactly what I told my high school students this morning. And what I told them was, I am going to ask you a question before I start. Are you ready? Is there a roving mic? Because I'm about to ask a question. Yes. And I have goodies for you. I know that you got some goodies. And I have an extra goodies in my bag. Whoever gets the answer right, I am going to give you a goodie at the end of the session. Okay? Question number one. Why are we here today? What are we celebrating?
Actually, we are here today to celebrate the World Intellectual Property Day.
You must see me after the session. I've got a goodie for you. Thank you very much. The answer is correct.
Before I sit down, I would like to tell you my name. My name is Lutando Makanya, and I'm from Dugwentla High School. Thank
Wonderful.
you.
Wonderful. Question number two. I told you in the morning where I come from and what the name of my organization is. Now you're going to tell the audience what the name of my organization is. That's question number two.
My name is Oamim Dinisa, and I come from Indugenta High School, and the name of the company is Intellectual Property. Companies and Intellectual Property Commission.
And the last question. What does the companies and intellectual property do? There are two things that we do, and I spoke to you about them this morning.
My name is Zuzo Mazibuho, Elena from Duwentley High School. The commission and the companies and intellectual property commission, what they do is they register companies and they also protect the people who provide the intellectual property.
Okay. Thank you very much. This is what I'm going to talk to you about today. My talk is very, very, very short. One, I am going to introduce again who CIPC is and what we do, so that when you leave here, you know exactly what is it that we can do for you, okay? Number two, I am going to tell you what Intellectual Property Day celebration is and what is it about, and I'm going to tell you why we celebrate it. So those are the things that I'm going to talk to you about today. One, CIPC is an acronym for Companies and Intellectual Property Commission. Now, if you look at our name, there are two components there. One, it's companies. Two, it's intellectual property. Now, that's the reason why we exist, because we register intellectual property and companies. Now, we came into being in 2010, and the reason why we came into being is because the Companies Act of 2008 was amended, and when it was amended, it gave birth to an institution that you and I today call Companies and Intellectual Property Commission, short CIPC. Please don't ever forget that, okay? Okay. Now, what does CIPC do? I've said in the beginning that we register companies of all types. We register your private companies. We register your personal liability companies. We register your cooperatives. We register public companies. And we register your state-owned companies. I'm not going to talk much about that. That's a topic for another day. But those are the type of companies that we register. So if you want to register any of these companies, you must first find information about what type of a company it is, and you must find out if it's suitable for the kind of business that you want to establish before you choose. Okay? We also register what we call intellectual property rights. And examples of intellectual property rights are, one, we register patents. We register designs, we register trademarks, and we register copyright in films. I'm not going to talk a lot about that because a lot of experts yesterday went into details about all these four types of intellectual property. Okay? So that's what we register. Number two, we disclose information on our register. In other words, if Company X wants to do business with Company Y, if they need information about the company that they want to go into business with, they can come to CIPC and request for information. Information like, is the company really registered? Because there are a lot of crooks out there. So you cannot go into business with somebody that you don't know. So you can come to CIPC and verify if the company is registered. That's number one. If it's compliant, in other words, if it's paying its annual returns, if it's submitting its audited financial statement, so that before you go into business with it, you know that you're jumping into bed with somebody who is legit, somebody who's right. So that's what we do. But you have to request that information. Number three, we enforce legislation. In other words, if your company is registered with us, we check if you're paying your annual returns, we check if you're submitting your audited financial statement, failing which, we are going to deregister your company. Then number four, in terms of the company law, we are required to educate you. We are required to create education and awareness to all South Africans. In other words, young and old, I am not doing you a favor when I talk to you about companies and intellectual property. It's a legislative requirement. In other words, the law requires that we go throughout all South Africa and educate South Africans about companies and intellectual property. As a matter of fact, we have a number of education and awareness projects, and the World Intellectual Property Day celebration is one of them. In other words, we use this celebration to talk to you about companies. And if I have to take you 7 years back, Parliament issued an instruction to us as CIPC to take education and awareness of intellectual property to as low as primary schools. So we are required by our Parliament to go to primary schools, to go to high schools, to go to universities, and talk to you guys about intellectual property. That's the reason why we have a project that we do with universities. We call it IPWISE. And we talk to university students, both undergraduate and postgraduate, about intellectual property. And we go to high schools, and we talk to high schools about the same. So don't be surprised if we pay your high school a visit to come and talk to you about intellectual property. Now, like I said, that the World Intellectual Property Day celebration is one of our projects that we use for education and awareness. We started in 2010, and the reason why we started in 2010 is because South Africa is a member of the World Intellectual Property Organization. And because we are a member of the World Intellectual Property Organization, we are required as South Africa to celebrate this day every year. And because CIPC is the intellectual property office in the country, we were given the responsibility to champion the world intellectual property. So since 2010, we've been doing it, and we have been taking it to provinces. Initially, we started doing it alone, and then after a few years, we realized that we should call all government departments that are relevant, that are involved in the intellectual property space. As a result, because of the mandate that was given to us by government that we should target you, we decided we're going to take it to provinces, but we're going to celebrate it at universities. As a result, we gave it to University of Limpopo. We took it to the Central University of Technology. We took it to University of Mpumalanga, Nelson Mandela University. And this year, we decided that we have not given KwaZulu-Natal a chance, and it is a chance for us to give it to KwaZulu-Natal. As a result, we made a request to the Mangosuthu University of Technology to come and celebrate this day at this university. And we are happy that Mangosuthu said yes to our request. They opened their arms and their hearts, and they welcomed us to this beautiful province and this beautiful city and this beautiful township of Umlazi. That's the reason we are celebrating it here this year. So give yourself a round of applause that we are now in KwaZulu-Natal. And then what do? We license business rescue practitioners. What are business rescue practitioners? Business rescue practitioners are all those professionals who've got the experience, the qualifications, and the capacity to turn around the fortunes of a company that is not doing well. In other words, if a big company, for example, South African Airways, it was not doing well, they applied for business rescue, they got a business rescue practitioner to try and turn around the fortunes of the company. Now, if you want to be a business rescue practitioner, you come to CIPC, you apply. If you meet the requirements, we give you a license to become a business rescue practitioner. So there's an opportunity for you there, okay? Then we do research, and upon research, we advise our minister of Department of Trade and Industry and Competition, because that's our mother department, on matters relating to companies and intellectual property. Finally, we accredit and regulate collecting societies in sound recording. Do we have musicians here? I know we've got Mushimane, he's a musician. Do we have other musicians here? Yes. Now, what we do is we accredit collecting societies and we regulate them. Question, what are collecting societies? Collecting societies are non-profit organizations. They apply with CIPC. If they meet the requirements, we give them a license to become collecting societies. Now, what do they do? I'm talking to musicians here. What do they do? Collecting societies monitor the usage of your music. In other words, if you are a songwriter and you've got music, every time your music plays on radio, it doesn't matter which radio it is, they must pay you. We call it needle time. But now the problem is, as a musician, you cannot be able to listen to each and every radio station every day to find out who's playing your music. Now, collecting societies do that for you. Now, if you're a musician, you should join a collecting society. Anybody who uses your music must pay for the usage of your music. And who uses your music? Radio stations, retail stores like your Pick n Pay. If you go to Pick n Pay and they play your music, they must pay for it. Airlines, South African Airways, restaurants, pubs, they must pay. And did you know that even DJs have to pay for the usage of the music? Because DJs don't know. Because the music that they're playing is not their music. And they get paid to play that music. I think we should have a session with the DJs. They must not pay. Because the music that they play for us when we dance is not their music. They must pay for it. Okay? So my advice, if you did not know that there are collecting societies, there are collecting societies. If you're a musician, please join them. So far, we've accredited 3 collecting societies. One is IMPRA. They were there yesterday. They gave a talk. And another is SAMPRA. I know they are going to give a talk today. They are going to tell you how you're going to go about it to be their member. Okay? Please, when they come, listen to them very carefully if you're a musician. And then now of late, I think last year, we accredited another collecting society called Imbokoto by Sillo Chikotwala. Now, those collecting societies, some of them represent performers, some of them represent musicians. So please go into their website, find out how you can actually join them. Okay, what is Intellectual Property Day celebration and why do we celebrate it? Intellectual Property Day celebration was a day set aside in the year 2000 by the World Intellectual Property Organization in Geneva, Switzerland, as a day to celebrate human creativity and innovation. And by the way, the World Intellectual Property Organization has member states, and South Africa is a member of the World Intellectual Property Organization. Now, it is by virtue of our membership of the World Intellectual Property Day that we are forced to celebrate this day each and every year. And because CIPC is the intellectual property office in the country, we were given that responsibility. That is why we asked Mangosuthu University so that we can come here and celebrate it. Right, what is the theme for World IP Day 2025? Each and every year, the World Intellectual Property Organization decides on a theme. Sometimes the theme is on patents, sometimes the theme is on trademarks, sometimes it's on designs. Now this year the theme is on copyright, and in particular the theme is on music. That is why this year we decided We're going to call young artists from the university. We are going to call students who would like to go into music. But we said, let us not close it to music only. Let us also open it up to other creatives like actors, because in a film you get music, okay? Sometimes in a stage direction you get music, okay? So we said, let us open it up. So this year the theme is on music, and it's called IP at Music, Feel the Beat. In 2017, the theme was on music again, and the theme was Get Up, Stand Up for Your Right. There's a track by the late Bob Marley, if you remember. So this year the theme is on music. That is why it says IP and Music, Feel the Beat of IP. Now, why do we celebrate World Intellectual Property Day? We celebrate it because we want to create awareness about intellectual property. We want you to know what intellectual property is. We want to teach you about the economic importance of intellectual property. Because once you come up with intellectual property, you make money. Okay? You make money. Okay? Then we also want to protect the creatives. We also want to protect the inventors. We also want to protect the innovators, because you know there are a bunch of lazy people out there who never think but steal people's ideas and become overnight millionaires. So it is our duty as government to protect all those people who can think, okay, protect the ideas. Now, tomorrow, if you have an idea and you are worried that somebody might snatch it from you and become an overnight millionaire, my advice is, come to CIPC before you can talk to anybody about it so that we can protect it. You know the story about Mark Zuckerberg, the Facebook guy? He had an idea of creating, you know, a digital platform that you and I all over the world can use to communicate. He told a friend. A friend went to his dad, and they got greedy. They started running with the idea. And finally, they went to court. But he could prove to the court of law that he actually came up with the idea of Please Call Me. Facebook. And I'm sure you also know the Please Call Me story. It's all over the news. The young Moses Makate, they never told us. The young guy is black. That's the young guy who gave you and I Please Call Me. The reason why I don't doubt to say it is because the court credited him as the inventor of the Please Call Me cell phone application that you and I are using today, because he could prove to the court. But Vodacom took ownership. The case is still ongoing. But what I like is that young guy is the next South Africa's youngest billionaire. Yes, he is South Africa's next youngest billionaire, because when the court ruled, the court said Vodacom should give him 5% of the total amount that was made by Please Call Me. And guess how much? Please Call Me was born in 2001. And when the court made the ruling, it was 2019. And the court said Vodacom should give him 5% of the total money made by. Yes. And you know how much Please Call Me has made by 2019? It has made in excess of 73 billion rands. We've not counted 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023, 2024. So if you calculate 5% of 73.5 billion, we're talking a cool 3 point something billion. So that guy, he's gone. Okay? He is gone. And we also want to create respect for IP. In other words, we don't want you to go around and stealing people's ideas. Come with your own ideas. Otherwise, if you steal my idea, just like Moses Makata, I will take it to court. Because that's what he did. When he realized that Vodacom has taken ownership of his Please Call Me cell phone application, he took them to court. And he's winning the case. It's at the last stage. It's at the Supreme Court of Appeal. Vodacom has appealed, and I don't think they're going to win. Okay? That's why I'm happy for that guy. Now, who do we celebrate? I spoke to you about this in the morning, and I have another question for you. We celebrate people like our very own Black Coffee. You know, he put South Africa on the map with his music. You know, he won an award. And the beauty is he comes from South Africa, and he comes from the beautiful province of KwaZulu-Natal. Question. which township does he come from? Give him a mic. Which township does he come from? Please give it to someone who has not answered.
Abafana abaphakamisi abafana. Say low hanging fruits. You guys know who Black Coffee is, right? You know where he's from, correct? Okay. Give you a chance.
From which township does Black Coffee come?
My name is Tabobiela, and Black Coffee comes from Umlazi.
Umlazi, right here. Okay? And if you look at the left, we've got one of our own that we are also proud of. Although she's not a musician, she's an actor. And she starred in one of, you know, Eddie Murphy's international film, Coming to America 3. And another one is Shaka Ulembe. Her name is Nomza Mombata. She also comes from this beautiful province. She comes from the township of KwaMashu. So these are the people that we're celebrating. We're celebrating your Moses Makate. We celebrate people who change the world. These are the people who entertain us. Black Coffee give us beautiful music that heals our heart when we are heartbroken. He give us good music that we dance to when our life is going well and we are happy. So these are the people that we celebrate. Now, these are the intellectual property that we protect. Now, if you think you've got copyright, if you think you've got a patent, if you think you've got a design, if you think you've got a trademark, before you can talk to a friend, come to CIPC. We will make sure that your idea is protected, okay? So that when you start speaking to people, you're talking from a position of safety. Because we are saying if it's not protected, it's up for grabs. And then you cannot claim something that you have not protected. So as CIPC, we are there to help you. Program Director, I think I should stop right here. Thank you very much.
Asimbonge kakhulu ngehlombe bakwethu. I think it was very important that we have Mr. Khoza come and address us first, because now there was a very concise explanation and definition of what CIPC does and what intellectual property is. Like I said, I'm going to be enjoying a coffee with this gentleman. And as he was citing some of the cases, I was reminded of a gentleman whom South Africa had to pay a large sum of money because he protected and took ownership of the word Bafana Bafana. And as we started using the word Bafana Bafana going to the World Cup, the very first World Cup to be held on African soil in 2010, right in South Africa, he charged SAFA for the use of the word Bafana Bafana. A very intelligent man. It was only then that we even learned that the word Kwaito itself is copyrighted and owned by one Arthur Mafokate. So it's very important that when we listen to the news and these IP wars, that now we can actively participate because we have an understanding that if you want to design something, you need to protect that design so that no one can come and claim it as theirs. If you have an innovative idea, you can also protect it. Because if you don't protect it, nothing will then stop anyone from coming and using it or claiming it as theirs, or even registering it and claiming all proceeds for themselves, whereas it belongs to you. So today's session is very important, and today's celebration is also very important. So once again, and louder this time, come on, let's hear it for Dr. Khoza. And now, please allow me to invite the panelists. The first panelist, ladies and gentlemen, will tackle the challenges faced by independent record labels, experiences and lessons learned. I myself am in the broadcast media space. I've seen a lot of these things happen. I've seen people fight about who is the rightful owner of a song. We've had people fight of the musical arrangement, someone saying that certain so-and-so's song sounds exactly like so-and-so's song. Who copied who? We've seen that happen a lot. Even piano, organ, keys are limited, and yet throughout the existence of mankind, so many songs have actually come up from just those few keys that one can play. We keyboard, efanayo, is still the same even today, but out of that, for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, people have come up with different music, and it's important that we differ in our creation of music. But also, should a dispute arise, how do we then protect ourselves? Which doors do we go to knock at? And we will have an understanding, a thorough understanding. This, ladies and gentlemen, this person I'm going to invite, she is the founder and CEO of Lawyers for the Arts in South Africa, otherwise known as LASA. Please allow me to invite, ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Lerato Moloi. Ms. Lerato Moloi, like I said, is the founder and CEO of Lawyers for the Arts, South Africa. It's a non-profit organization that aims to bridge the gap between the creative and legal industries. She boasts over 15 years. May I take a seat, ma'am? She boasts over 15 years in the industry, ladies and gentlemen. She's also... She started her artistic journey as a DJ in 2005 and later a co-founding DJ of the DJ duo Lero Jones, under which she has released the house music album Fame Sounds Volume 1. Academic background is as dynamic as her career. She holds a media studies degree with a double major in advertising and television production, also a diploma in radio broadcasting and a qualification in documentary filmmaking. I guess I'm highly selling el cool show me about it. Banding again, Zwabiza Bonke Ganye Ganye. And I will, they will each take a 10 to come and give us their presentations. The second panelist I'm inviting is from SAMPRA, from the SAMPRA Development Fund, Siziphiwe Machija. I guess I'm sure he's under Siziphiwe Zangapambili. Shayani Shombe, Bogwe, Shayani Shombe. The third panelist, Kutwano Chumo, Manager, Customer Services, Konaga SAMPRA. Na esimshali tlombeza ngapambili. Kutwano Chumo will be telling us more about the role of SAMPRA in representing and protecting the rights of performers, such as musicians, singers, and producers of music in terms of the performance and broadcast of their music. Asimshali tlombeza ngapambili. Mr. Andile Yenana, who is a musician, is a music entrepreneur, and yenage uzo sichazelaka banzi ngokubaluleka of having a manager if nakhona ke ufuna ukwenza inzuzo ngetalent lakho in music. Ake simshale ihlombe ke eza ngaphambili, Mr. Andile Yenana. And a former colleague of mine who now plies a trade in one of the biggest radio stations in the continent. She's a music compiler for Ukhozi FM, Ms. Zanda Mthembu. I guess I'm sorry, Zanda Mthembu, as I'm a family. If she's not in our company just yet, I can assure you that she will be joining us. I happened to also catch a glimpse of her social media, and I saw her indicating that she'll be part of the proceedings today. So thank you so much. Good morning and welcome. And thank you so much for sharing your expertise and helping us celebrate this wonderful day today. Like I promised, I will give you each a 10 to give us a brief presentation. Thereafter, I will then drive the Q&A session. Should our audience have any questions to ask you, I'll be facilitating that. And also, Nami, I will be paying careful attention to your presentation so I can probe you even further. So, ngizoqalisa ngawe ke mama. I've had to truncate ibayo yakho because it is so rich. I've had ukuthi ngiyikhathe short. You know when they say that the future is female, basuke beqinisile bakwethu. Asikhombise okukhulu ukuziqhenya nganali inina, nganayi imbokodo. Ake simshale izandla kakhulu bakwethu.
Can you please assist me? I write. Get in. My friend. Get in my friend.
Yeah, that's all right.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Lerato Moloi, and I'm from Lawyers for the Arts South Africa. I'm honored to be here with you today, celebrating the World Intellectual Property Day. So, as the program director said, I'm the founder of Lawyers for the Arts South Africa. Lawyers for the Arts South Africa is a non-profit organization. So what we do at Lawyers for the Arts South Africa is that we bridge the gap between legal and creatives, because we've realized in this industry a lot of our creatives get exploited. So that was the reason why we started this organization. So I'll just give you a brief background about myself. So I'm a filmmaker by profession, and now turned into a lawyer because of the injustices that are happening in the industry. So I've been working in the film industry for the past 15 years, and in this 15 years, I was exploited by a production company. I used to work as an editor for a popular show on SABC, so they didn't pay me for 8 episodes that I did for them. And I couldn't get any legal recourse. CCMA couldn't assist me. Labor Court couldn't assist me. Legal aid does not even have the capacity to assist us with matters that have to do with creatives. So my matter even prescribed, so I couldn't claim any of my money. So that was the decision when I decided that I'm going to go study law so that I can be able to advocate for the rights of the creatives, because we contribute a lot to the economy, and why is our industry not regulated? Why are there so many injustices? So that's how my legal journey started. And I started this organization, Lawyers for the Arts South Africa. So what we do at Lawyers for the Arts South Africa is that we provide creatives with pro bono legal services. So we help them to review their contracts. We provide them with legal assistance, copyright assistance, and mediation. So we try to avoid litigation as much as possible, because litigation costs a lot of money. So hence, we request that whenever creatives have contracts, they must not sign those contracts. They should first come to us so that we can help them review those contracts, and then you'll make a decision from whatever input that we give you as the organization. So this is my wonderful team, and we have a mentor, Judge Mali, on the right. She's the judge of the High Court of Pretoria. So, like I said, the services that we provide pro bono legal services, We do workshops where we educate creatives about their legal rights, because it's important for creatives to understand their legal rights so that they can be able or be empowered to turn their creative works into sustainable businesses. So at events, we also do pop-up law clinics. We do a bit of advocacy. We provide legal resources, and we partner with other organizations to be able to continue this mission. So the topic that I will be dealing with today is not the one that the program director spoke about. So I'll be looking at strategies on how creatives can turn their creative works into sustainable businesses. And in order for you to do that, you first need to understand your legal rights in order for you to be able to turn your IP into a sustainable business. So I'm going to share with you guys three basic strategies that you can use in order to turn your IP into sustainable businesses. So the first strategy that I want to talk about is that you need to register your IP. You need to know what your IP is. And then when we speak about IP, a song can be an IP, a logo, a script, or a painting. And we need to protect them so that they're not vulnerable to exploitation. So we shouldn't wait for people to copy our IP. You know, the first thing is to register your IP. I remember there was an incident where someone, when we started this journey, this person tried to steal the concept Lawyers for the Arts. You know, I even had to register a trademark so that we can be able to protect ourselves. So even that person, should he come in future and continue what we are doing, at least I have a leg to stand on and sue that person. So we must be able to treat our IP as businesses, because that's the foundation that you are building. Strategy number two, you need to understand your business model. Since you've registered your IP, now your IP has become a business. So you need to start thinking like an entrepreneur. So you need to ask yourself three basic questions. What am I offering the clients? Who is my audience? And how do I get paid from my IP, and how often? So those are the three questions that you need to ask yourself. We know that many artists rely on one-off gigs or sales, but there are multiple income streams, such as your licensing, your merchandising, brand partnership, and royalties. So that's where you can earn from your IP. So you can also develop your IP and package it so that it fits into various markets and be able to make more money out of it. So it's crucial for you, once you have this IP and you are now an entrepreneur, to create that one-page business model which you can use as your business plan. And the most crucial strategy that we are also pushing as an organization as well, because we are tired of hearing all the people are exploited, people are dying poor, but it's up to us as well as creatives to know our legal rights and then be financial literate. So it's not enough just for an artist to just be an artist, you know? You need to be able to review contracts or read a contract, a basic contract. You need to be able to negotiate on yourself, for yourself. You need to be able to protect your rights. And you don't have to... So you don't even have to sign any contract. Like I said, if you have a contract, we are an organization that provides pro bono legal services. When you need legal assistance, you can reach out to us. We can read that contract before signing your contract. So these are the partners that we've partnered with before. We've partnered with top law firms such as your Adams & Adams, Bowman's, First Rent is our partner, Steinberg, Fame Week, Department of Justice, Irish McLeod, Santam, and some. So our plans with this organization is to register Lawyers for the Arts South Africa as a law clinic. Law clinic, simply put, like your legal aid, so that people who qualify for the service can be able to come get free legal advice from our organization. And we also trying to contribute in forming a bargaining council for the creative sector. And the ultimate goal is for us to contribute in forming an ombudsman for the creative sector, because we don't have any courts. When you look at matters that have to do with IP, courts don't have a lot of matters that sits regarding IP. So we believe that we need a specialized court or an ombudsman that will deal with creative matters. And lastly, we in a process of introducing membership to our clients so that clients can be able, or our members can be able, to access these free legal services, be able to attend our workshops, be able to attend our master classes, and so forth. And these are the people that attended our last workshop. It was successful. Over 100 people came, where we did a workshop in partnership with Adams and Adams and Bowman's, teaching people about their IP rights. Thank you. Can I sit?
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. One, two. There we go. This will change a lot of things. I myself have been a victim of such exploitation. I remember I've had someone who I was a program director to their wedding. And usually when someone hires me to be a program director at the wedding to set the tone, I would do a 20-minute stand-up comedy routine. And that person cut it out and sold it for profit. But that person had hired me to be an MC, and part of my repertoire was to set the tone and theme by doing stand-up. And now this person cut it, and they said because they had paid me for that performance, they now have a right to sell my performance for a profit. I wanted to take them to court. I was able to get a cease and desist order against them, but I couldn't sue them because not a lot of people were expert in that particular area of the law. So with LASA now in place, I wish that you are able to succeed in forming the ombudsman and also in forming and be able to do those clinics, like you said, and help us. As a creative, you find yourself signing contracts, not realizing that you're signing your life away. And often in most cases, you don't get any legal recourse. What you do, you just give it up and hope that they will find it in the goodness of their hearts to pursue whatever it is. So siyabonga. Siyafisa nanokuthi kube khona i-subscription. Kade sibone legal wise, no banbani. Siyafisa nakhona ulasa. If you do, we will stand on the mountain top and shout for the whole world to hear. And we'll also offer ourselves as your first subscribers to that particular service. Because, yeah. Yeah. Is it? Awesome. Okay, just to keep the engine running, definitely if you offer subscription services, we will definitely join in. I remember I almost fell victim to the same trap. A very popular reality show on TV where one, the main cast member ended up becoming just a cast member in his own life story. The production and the channel owned the content of show leyo. It was only until, I suppose, a year or two ago that they took over as the executive producer. Had they known about your services, that could have maybe they could have averted the situation. So God bless you. You're doing the Lord's work. Thank you. You deserve our protection and support, ma'am. And we definitely support you. And I think she keeps up with the promise I made earlier when I said, By the time we leave today's proceedings, we will leave a different people because Linda sees Fundala and some of the services that are available to us, but Esingaz Mutakona and are available for us to use. For putting this together. Second panelist, Sizipiwe Machicha from Sampra. All the budding musicians and artists of Okona Lopagatwetu, please lend her both your ears, because Sampra is also a very important organization. We'll find out how they work, and Nana would see how it can impact you as a budding or even as an experienced and seasoned artist. Especially Zandes and Apambili, Siziwe, Sizipiwe, beg your pardon, Machicha. Mama? Oh, Funungenaka. Okay, I like that. Kutwano. Oh, before she comes, okay. Kutlwano. Kutlwano. Kopano. Hey, suit. Say, suit was Kuluma on a full stomach. I know sometimes when you look at me, you think that my stomach seems full all the time. So if you have any question, Officer Uyibuza or Sisli Rato, about Lassa, please jot it down. Later after the presentations, we'll have a Q&A sessions, questions and answers session, where you'll be free to pose your question to any of our panelists. Asiphinde simshaye ihlombe elikhulu kakhulu bakhe.
Sanbonani. Thank you. Igama uKutlwano Chuma. I come from Sampra, and I'm a customer services manager at Sampra. Just by a show of hands, how many recording artists do we have in the house, or aspiring artists? Aspiring recording. Okay. Thank you. All right. So Sampra is a collective management organization that administers Needle Time royalties on behalf of recording artists and record labels, right? So if you were involved in studio, Mugenzi Umculo, so your session musicians, anybody that plays the piano, background, backing vocalists, anybody that was involved in studio would then get royalties from Sampra. So these royalties, where do we collect the royalties from? It's from our license users. So your restaurants, your pubs, events like the big events. If you do an event, then you need to license your event because obviously people who are there will be performing other people's music. And your hotels, anywhere where they play music and they are licensed. It is also very important to know that we don't collect from any venue or broadcaster that is not licensed with Sampra. So it is also your responsibility as a recording artist that umangabe umculo wakho is playing, for instance, on Ukhozi FM, before you come and say to Sampra that your music has been playing and you haven't received any royalties, but is Ukhozi FM registered? I mean, does Ukhozi FM have a license with Sampra? Now, the splits that we pay are for featuring artists. So the owner of the recording and a guest artist. So if Ingoma says DJ Dira featuring Kutwano, they split 65%. So UDJ Dira would be the featured artist, and Ukutwano is the other featured artist. So that is 65%. And then we have 35% to non-featured artists. So non-featured artists would be your backing vocalist and the session musicians. It is important for you to note, Ukuthi, while you are busy in studio making music, drinking your Hennessy's and popping bottles, that you also have a contract in place. I'm just going to make an example, Ngayu DJ Dira. So you are in studio with DJ Dira, happy to be with DJ Dira, and then Udira uses your bead or anything that belongs to you. But Udira does not credit you as Sampra when he now notifies the recording. Later on, when you realize, which, no man, this song is on high rotation, and when you've never received any royalties, right? You come back to Sampra and you say to Sampra, but this song, Eya Mingiyenze no Dira. We don't have proof. Dira registered the song, but Dira did not credit you. Now you come back and say, no, but I was there. Without any proof, Sampra cannot do anything. So it's important that you don't concentrate on just being in studio and popping bottles, but make sure that your admin is in place as well. Because we have a lot of artists, talented artists, whose beats and lyrics or has been used, but they are not credited because there's no contracts in place. So it is important that you acquire all these while in studio so that you don't experience thing yokuthi when your beat was used but you are not credited for it. Then omunye umuntu takes 100% of what you're supposed to get 50% of, if it's 50%. So respect what you do and understand ukuthi in this thing it's not only our responsibility. We are not lawyers, we are a collective management organization. So it is not our responsibility to fight that battle. But we can only advise in platforms like these, Uguti, get contracts in place or anything assigned, because the minute the music is released and you are not there, we rely on the featured artist. So we rely on what Dira says, because ingomeyaka Dira. Or if there's anything from the record label, but if there's nothing to show from the record label, from the featured artist on the sleeve, or Lapaguma iTunes, we cannot do anything about it. So you need to make sure that all that is in place. Right? All right, so as I've said, Uguti, we credit ama recording artists and record labels. We also deal with, it's not only the big record labels. So we don't only deal Nabo Universal and your Sonys, but also you as an individual can also be an independent record label. As long as you record in your own studio and you are able to put your music out there. So you don't have to be signed to one of the big record labels. If you have the potential of being your independent record label, then that's also fine. So it doesn't mean Gutumangabe you don't belong to your Universals and you can't register with Sampra. No, you can. The process to register is simple. We just require your ID, a copy of your ID, and your stamped bank letter, and then you just complete a very simple application form. And then we have a notification form. Now that is the form that you use to register all your recordings. It's important that you credit all the people you worked with, especially if bayavela kubo iTunes nakuphi, you need to credit them. So if you worked with 6 people on a song, you need to credit all of them. Because if you don't, what happens is, ingoma iyadlala, we pay you 100%, but when you featured Ukutwano on a recording, when Ukutwano comes back and there is proof, we are then going to adjust your account. So if we have paid you, for instance, 500,000 and Ukutwano was supposed to get 250,000, we are going to adjust your account and take the 250,000 and pay Ukutwano. So which means your account with Sampra is now in debt. Every time kungenama royalties, before uthola anything again, we will need to recoup the 250,000 first. So avoid all that. It's not necessary. Credit the right people when you are supposed to credit the people, right? And then going forward as well, I would also advise that you avoid making beads ngaphandle, like making beads and having people record you while you are making beads, if you know that you're going to release that song. Because when you make those beads, they record them, they go into studio and they actually master them. It's theirs. So we also need to be careful. Remember, this is our craft, and to some of you, it's bread and butter. So when are you going to be waking up, working hard for someone else to gain the royalties and not you? All right. Thank you very much. That's all from Sampra.
So, Kutlwano. Tina lago emahlayeni samnyama thina namapasa mandiya la adlala amahlaya amahala. You don't collect from opopopo, no? Okay, I do have a lot of questions to ask in the Q&A section, especially regarding the splits and how one arrives at the splits. Njalo. And also a lot of questions about the session musicians and their contribution and ukutsibona iportion engakanani that is due to them. But obviously they will come in a later session. For now, let's move right along. Siziphiwe Machicha from Sampra, the Sampra Development Fund. Asimshele hlombe kakhulu, siyabonga.
I stand here today on behalf of my colleagues from the Sampra Development Fund. I'm just here to briefly introduce the fund to you and perhaps tackle a few inquiries that you might have about the fund. So the Sampra Development Fund is a part of our corporate social investment initiative. It was introduced in 2020, and it was introduced as an initiative to give back to South African artists and the music industry at large. So under the fund, we have different products that we offer that you can apply for as a Sampra member, as a Sampra artist, as a broadcaster, or as a music promoter even. So we are going to go through these products, their criteria, and as much information as we can in this little time. And then for any other, perhaps, questions that you are not able to tackle today, we can contact my colleagues at the Sampra Development Fund directly. So under the fund, as I had mentioned, we have different products that you are able to apply for. We have an awards and musical product. We have... All right, sorry, the lady has an announcement. There is a taxi that is dropping, that is blocking an entrance. I think she said GPX, GPM. Somewhere along those lines, or a taxi. Thank you. So as I was saying, we have awards and musicals, we have cultural organizations, we have live events. You can apply for music production. You can apply for travel and touring. And then we have a product which is called education, travel, and education, training, and development. Sorry. So under the awards and musicals product, you'd need to be a South African resident. You must have at least a track record of two awards and musicals that you have hosted within the last 2 years. As I mentioned earlier, you can apply if you're a recording artist, if you are a record company, if you are a music promoter, or if you are a broadcaster. It says that all the beneficiaries need to make use of a Sampra licensed venue. So if you are going to host whatever event, whether it be at a stadium, whether it be at a venue such as this one, it needs to be Sampra licensed. And if it happens that it's not a venue that is that is permanent. We do also issue temporary licenses for that specific event. So it says here, so these bottom, okay, the point that I'm on, it says that the fund will not finance more than 50% of the project's total budget. So they do have a cap of 750,000. But if your budget, for example, is 300,000, they will not finance more than 150,000 rand of that budget. It's a lot of information, so I'll just skip through most of it, and then you can go visit our website for more details. We have a product which is called cultural organizations. So if you are running a cultural organization, which is music-based in your community, you can be able to apply with SAMPRA. For this one, you do not need to be a SAMPRA member, but you do need that 2 years track records of an event that you've hosted within the last 2 years. Also, they do not fund more than 50% of your budget. We have a product called live events. So if you'd like to host a live event, you can also apply for that product. For this one as well, you do not need to be a SAMPRA member. However, you need to have proof that you have hosted a live event before within the last 2 years. This one is also capped at 700,000 rand, but also they do not fund more than 50% of the budget. We also fund music production. So if you would like to work on a new project, can be an EP, can be an album, they fund studio time, session musicians, mixing and mastering. This one is kept at 120,000. For this one, you need to be a SAMPRA member that has earned at least 3,000 rand in royalties. Also, the 50% rule applies on this one as well. We also have a product called travel and touring. So if you need to travel for your musical journey, whether it be locally or internationally, you can also apply for this product. So this one is kept at 500,000 rand. For this one as well, you need to be a SAMPRA member and you need to have earned at least 3,000 rand in royalties. The last product that we have is education, training and development. So we have partnered with the Academy of Sound Engineering, where you can apply to study anything which is related to music. So it could be contracts, anything related to the business of music. For this one, you need to be a SAMPRA member as well, who has earned at least 3,000 rand in royalties. So for more information, or if you'd like to submit an application, we open in different periods of the year. So you don't just send an email and request to apply. The SAMPRA fund portal is opened at different times of the year. All this information is then communicated on our social media platforms. We have a Facebook account, Twitter account, Instagram, TikTok, and LinkedIn. You can also call us directly. And the SAMPRA fund department is available on info@samprafund.co.za for any further clarification or information that you might need. And that is all from my side. Thank you so much for your time.
Sibonge kakhulu. Thank you. Asibonge kakhulu bakwethu kuma panelists wethu. Asibashayele izandla kakhulu. In fact, all three of them have been very concise in their presentations. And now we're going to have, I'm hearing that this next panelist about to take onto the podium, Ngizwa Indabe Zimnandi kakhulu. Engathi yakhe presentation is behind my performance also. Mr. Yenana, an acclaimed South African jazz pianist and a cultural ambassador. He's known for blending traditional Xhosa melodies with contemporary jazz. He was born in King Williamstown in the Eastern Cape. He earned a teaching diploma at Fort Hare University before studying jazz under Darius Brubeck at the University of Natal. He's a long-standing collaborator with the saxophonist Uzim Ngwayana. Ngwana. Zim Ngwana. He played on all five of Ngawana's albums, beginning with the Sen song back in 1996. He's also contributed to the Pan-African projects like Mahube and worked as an arranger and producer for top South African artists, including Sibongile Khumalo, may she forever rest in power, Gloria Bosman, and Winston Mankunku Ngozi. Yenana's debut album, We Used to Dance, which was released in 2002, and multiple summer nominations, and he won a summer for Best Producer for Mankunku's Abantwana Be Africa, released in 2004. And in 2005, he was named the Standard Bank Young Artist for Jazz and opened for Diane Reeves at the Johannesburg Joy of Jazz Festival. Internationally, he has performed in the US, in the UK, in Norway and France, including a duet commission for the... Oh, this one is in French. We'll just skip it, but it happened in Paris. His later work includes Azania Dreaming Big Band and a collaborative arts residences in Margate and Potchefstroom. Kuningi kakhulu engingakusho ngoyenana bathandekayo. Okubalulekile ukuthi siyaziqhenya ngaye. Ake simshayele likhulu hlombe. Kumnandi-ke uma amagalelo akho ebanzi kangaka in the industry, so much so that when someone introduces you, they have to stop at some point in the interest of time because amagalelo abanzi kakhulu. He's been number one since day one, counting from 1996 to today, in the year of the Lord, 2025. About longevity in the industry, how he's able to achieve such a great feat. So, ladies and gentlemen, is going to talk about how one organizes themselves in the business of music. Mr. Andile Yenana.
Sanibonani. Molweni. So yeah, I'm standing here as a living proof of surviving, a living proof of what education does, a living proof of the communities that we come from and people that shape us along as we grow. The last time I remember, I was standing at the university, you know, hoping to get imali yokufunda. You call it NSFAS now. I had that stint myself at Natal University back in the 90s. Before then, I had a stint in the 80s at Forte, where we had to wait in those long queues, you know, hoping that the parents will put the money for us to register at least. They'll tell you, maybe you just need to get like $2,000. At least you can go in, and then the rest will happen. Where you're going to sleep, I will find out. I went through that journey. I met a lot of people. When I finished my studies in 96, I ended up in Johannesburg for a few months, and the next thing I was out on a plane to play in Norway, and I spent like a month there. I was 26 years old, and we did a recording. So the whole thing of recording, really, I never anticipated it. All I wanted to do was just to go and learn how to play the piano. And the next thing, there was all these older people that were saying, hey man, let's go on stage, let's go to Johannesburg, let's fly out, let's go. And I was just like a kid in a candy store, really, just enjoying, you know, all the moments. I have a story to tell about my situation in the recording industry. My debut album, I I did in 2003. It's called Who's Got... No, it's called We Used to Dance. One of the songs in that album is called Tembisa, Tembisa the People. This song was composed by a friend of mine who used to come to my flat where we were staying. He used to come and just sit at the piano all the time and just play. And I was like, okay. We just, we're busy with whatever we were doing in the flat there. And then when I was asked to do my first record, I didn't have songs to record. So I asked him when he came, I would say, hey man, just play that song again. So he played it on the piano. I was like, okay, we're going to use this song for my recording. And I collected other songs from other people. Also, I had my own songs that I had composed. The album went out. It was 2003. I was nominated for a Summer Award. I was with Sheer Sound at the time. In 2018, from 2003, in 2018, I get a call from one of these young people that I was, connected with in the music industry. They say, hey man, have you seen your song has been sampled out in the USA by a gentleman called DJ Badass? So he's producing this album of J. Cole. And everybody was talking about these things. I mean, the young people were like, man, did you get the money? Yeah, you must fight it. You must do this. And I was like, I was confused because, I mean, like I say, I went to study music and I was involved in projects with people that mentored me. Most of my time I spent being mentored by people who knew exactly what it is that they wanted with their careers. It's good to see young people here now that are hearing these stories. At your age, then you're able to hear exactly what it is that you don't need to do and be careful about. That's why I said I'm a living proof of some of the bad stuff that has happened in the music industry for me, some of the good things that have happened. And I always, like to celebrate the good things. Well, maybe to my detriment at the same time, because there's also the other stuff that you need to take care of. Anyway, so this song is called Legendary, sampled by these big guys in the States. There's been this fight about it. Did you get the money? I can't even look at the statements. Sometimes I do get something. I don't know what's it for because I'm busy with other things that I'm doing. So there's this money that is looming in my life. Apparently it's going to be like a windfall. And we have to also consider the fact that I didn't write it. I took it from the guy who was rehearsing it all the time at my house. And I said, I want it on my album. So I produced it in terms of how I want it to be on the album. And we talked about the splits. And then the next thing, boom, 2017, everybody's calling me. Are you in? How much are you getting from this thing? Were the splits done okay? I know a lawyer that can help you. I'm happy that there's this wonderful people here. In 2003, there was none of these organizations. We were just, headed into like a crawl, like cows. We went into a studio, into a recording company, and you had to sit there and you were told, this is what you have to sign. We didn't have time to read those things because we didn't want to be difficult. Because the project has to go, the monies have to come out. We're going to give you 20,000 advance. So we always needed advance. I really was in need of advances all the time. Now that there's this organization, how many years later? CIP started in 2010, we were already scarred. We were already, you know, battle ready. But I'm happy, you know, with all this. It's a testimony to what our country has achieved, and, you know, big ups to the leaders that have also tried to, you know, establish these kind of organizations to help, you know, smooth things up and also allow people to take part in the economy of the music industry in a right way, where there's no problems of being cheated or bad blood. So with that said, I will take questions when it's question time. But also I would like to perform maybe something. The very song that I was talking about with Zoe Masugu, Zoe the Seed, she's at the back there. We'll just do this one song. From its raw situation, before it got sampled, before everybody else got to hear it on radio, before we talking about who's going to get what, is it 60-40, is it 70-30, and all of that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Yenana, Andile Yenana. Thank you, Zoe. And ladies and gentlemen, brace yourselves for a homebrewed sound that has now attracted the attention of the mega superstars of Hollywood in the USA. And hopefully, if the splits are done right, it will come back and get replowed back here in Mzansi, Africa. Thank you so much. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to start this side. As they get ready, please, Ncela Mafleti, and a big warm round of applause. Just this side. As loud as you can for Andile Yenana. Louder, louder, louder. Pass it on to this side. Yes, all the way to the back. Bring it back. Ladies and gentlemen, Zoe and Andile Yenana.
One, two. Two, one, two. Thank you. can clap with us. One. Well, alone, well, alone, well, alone, well, alone.
Andile Yanana. Thank you.
What a great performance. Ladies and gentlemen, the legendary Andile Yanana. Once again, let's give him another warm round of applause. Yeah, bring Tembisa back home. When I said earlier that we're celebrating this wonderful day through song, music, and dance, I did not know at that stage that we're going to be treated to such greatness. Thank you, kind sir. And lastly, another warm round of applause. And at this stage of the program, ladies and gentlemen, as we draw closer and closer to the end of the formalities, I did present to you our panelists. They gave you their presentations. I asked for you to then jot your questions for when the time is right. You can then pose your questions. The time is now right. Do I have any questions from the floor that you'd like to ask our panelists? There we go. Do you have another microphone, sound team? Another microphone. Can I have a roving mic? This side. Okay, maybe let's use mine for now. Your name, sir, and who you'd like to pose your question to, and then pose your question.
Okay. Or do I have to stay?
No, you have to.
Okay. Anyway, my name is Farai, and my question is directed to our advocate there. The question I wanted to ask with regard to protection of music, especially with her organization, Lensa, what happens to our music which is being played outside our South African borders? Do they extend those kind of protections and other things to our music when it crosses our borders? Because our South African music has made quite a lot of traction in terms of international access and recognition, to an extent that even some other performers outside there, they are remixing our music, you know, and playing it in other platforms. What happens to our South African music outside our borders?
Thank you. And also maybe before Lassad responds, a valid question, kind sir. Does your collection, Sampra, also extend to outside of our borders? If you maybe just please tackle that quick stakes before we then come to Lassa.
Thank you.
Yeah, hand over the mic. Thank you.
All right. With Sampra, we have bilateral agreements with other societies outside. So, for instance, your PPLs, your SAMIs, your ADAMIs in different countries. So if our music, by ours, I mean South African music, is aired or played in, say, in the United States of America, then that agreement then gives us a mandate that says when our music is played that side, they would then report the repertoire this side. And if their music is played this side, vice versa. So we do collect. We have bilateral agreements.
So if one collaborates with an international artist, say they're based in Norway, and do we then use different identifiers, or do we have a global identifier, or do the collection agencies in Norway have their own specific code that relates to the song, or is it one identifier?
Yes, they have their own specific codes, but it also depends where was it originated. So was it in Norway or in South Africa? But either way, the royalties will reach the artists.
All right. Lassa, in terms of protection and legal recourse, should someone contravene some of if there's a transgression of sorts, can Lassa then extend its footprint to outside the borders for recourse?
Okay. Whatever for now, we've been doing things in our jurisdiction. You know, we've never encountered a creative coming to us asking that can we represent them because there's an infringement somewhere else. But it's something that we can explore as well. you know, because we are seeing a lot of collaborations, not just only in music, only also in films as well, because LASAT does not just only represent musicians. That's why we are lawyers for the arts. So be it a musician, a filmmaker, visual artist, because a lot of things are happening internationally, you know. And then it's just a matter of guys coming to us as well. Let's see contracts, see if you guys have contracts with those people, you know, because some other things, I cannot give answers now if there's nothing tangible that I can refer to. But if there's an infringement, if there were contracts involved, it's things that we can look into.
Thank you so much. If you pass the mic, you see, there goes your idea, Kain. Say, now you need to protect your idea now of this cross-border, and you have your own organization that in turn then works with LASA, and there you have it.
Just to add as well, just to give you a better clarity, so we had a case with Master KG, so that Jerusalem track, so it was recorded as well in Warner Amsterdam, so that's another version. However, we were able to also collect for that version because we do have a bilateral agreement with Amsterdam. But we were only able to do that because he brought it forward. But remember as well, as Sampra, we don't know where your music is all aired. So we can only assist and collect in other countries if we are aware of where it's aired.
Okay. Any other question? There we go. I note you, sir. I note you. Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. This is, I'm going to say it, Professor Zoliswa Fikile Pitwane. And I'm saying this, Professor, because at the moment in South Africa, I'm the only black African female full professor of music.
Shine Zanda.
I have a question and a comment. My question is to Sampra. Kutlwan, was it?
Correct.
Yeah, to her first, it's a question. You spoke about licensing of performance venues. What are the requirements to get a venue licensed, and how much does it cost for that licensing to happen? And then the comment also is to Sampra, Ms. Sizipiwe, yes. Yeah. I just want to give a testimony about Sampra. She doesn't know me. She may have forgotten me. I'm from the University of Zululand, and they came to University of Zululand. She came, actually, last year, and they had funded the Ionian Orchestra, Chamber Orchestra from Soweto, who came to do a collab, and we're initiating a collab with that orchestra at the University of Zululand. So the things that are being said here, the advices, the suggestions, I'm just talking to artists, are not for no reason. They work, and we are a testimony of that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. By venue license, do you mean for an event?
Or a restaurant.
Oh, okay. Are you playing music at your university? Oh, okay. All right. We would need our licensing department. There's no standard fee because they need to come and measure. There's a lot of logistics in. So when you want to register your venue, then you would contact our licensing department. We send someone to your venue so they can do the measurements and all logistics. Then only after that, they will then send you a quotation of, based on everything that they have calculated, how much is the license fee. So there is no flat rate except for DJs. DJs is around 2,800 and couple of cents.
Is it a renewable fee for DJs that they have to pay annually?
Yes, it's annually, sorry. Yes, it is annually.
Okay. You spoke of splits in amongst featured artists. What determines the split itself?
Okay, those are determined by Sampra. Yes, those are determined by SAMPRA. So it's not like SAMRO, because with SAMRO, I know that they have splits where they say composers and authors, they have their own splits. But with SAMPRA, they are standard SAMPRA splits.
Okay. Yes. Irrespective, they're not contribution-based.
No, no. Okay. So irrespective, if you're a featured artist and other featured artists, you split 65%. So whether in studio you contributed 70%, for instance, according to, but when it comes to SAMPRA, those are standard splits.
Acknowledged.
Hello, everybody. My name is Mvelu Ngube, and I am the founder of Mkonto International Investments. What we do is we invest in cryptocurrencies and artificial intelligence technologies. It's a new company that's actually under registration with the company's Intellectual Properties Commission. My question is targeted to the gentleman, the artist, Mr. Andile Yenyana. Hope I'm saying your name right, sir. You shared a beautiful story about your youth and the challenges you faced. I'd like to know what sparked your intellect and what values sustained you and inspired you to transform your battle scars, as you mentioned, into the beautiful marks of your success. Because truly, that was a beautiful piece, and I feel honored to have been part of the audience that just listened to that. It's truly beautiful. Absolutely magnificent, actually. Thank you.
Like I said, I'm a product of my community. I'm a product of the Catholic Church in my township. I remember when they started introducing marimbas in the church for the first time. Now we're starting to look at the church music, you know, in African terms. There was African drums and there was marimbas. I think that's what drew me, you know, a lot to the church, you know, because of those instruments. And also we had recolonized, so to speak, you know, Africanized the whole liturgy and how it's, you know, the music is done. And also, I mean, my family as well, we bought a piano at my house. I think we bought it for 120 that time, you know, from East London to my house. I mean, just to have a piano in your house in the township, you know, a four-room house, I mean, the smell of the wood of the piano can, like, you know, be so pervasive in a small home. I grew up with those smells, and many years later, when I was at Natal University, I was confronted by that same smell from my lecturer's room, which had a piano, old carpet, and cigarette smoke. So those smells for me, you know, I associate them with music. I associate them with College of Music, because that's how I was introduced to the music, this big instrument, wooden instrument, and all the people that came at my house to play the piano, and I was always observing this person play and that one play. And when I went to university to study, it was just, you know, just combining all these influences that I've had. And also, I mean, contrary to what the young people are doing now, there's not much mentorship that is going on. People are just getting into their careers quickly, you know. I come from a school where, you know, we were mentored. We had to play with Gwangwa, you had to play with Sibongile Khumalo, all these people we had to play for. I also took quite a lot of what I had become now from those people. I've learned, I've listened to their stories, and all of that is just, you know, the stuff that I'm using, you know, for myself as well and growth, you know, going forward. And also, I mean, I teach, I've been teaching since 2014, something that I never thought I was going to be able to do. In fact, I started teaching at Venda University in Univen in 2007. But then I ended up in Kamalake in the South Coast. So I'm there, I'm dealing with young people. I mean, I got there, I was young, I was in my 40s. And the students were young as well. We were all young. But now I'm like checking it out. I'm getting older, they're getting younger. and the kind of examples that I have to make. You know, sometimes I was like, should I tell these people about a famous singer from the United States that was born in 1939? Maybe it's not relevant. Let me start maybe from Amanda Black, from, you know, Ami Faku, and just move a little bit closer to what they can experience. But also that experience for me is also making me grow in many ways. You know, I'm getting to learn also what it is that young people also, you know, how they look at the South African situation and also how they want to, you know, get into the space of being, you know, creatives and make something out of what we're offering as educators now in the music, in schools and TVETs and all these places.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. In the interest of time, we are going to proceed with the program, ladies and gentlemen, and also, very important, the owner of the Suzuki Swift registration, BW07FFZN. Please attend to your vehicle urgently. Is that you, sir? Oh, sir. No, it's fine. Keep it. No, you can bring it back. It's fine. It's fine. You can leave it. I'll take it. Thank you. You want to keep it? You want it? No. I think this concludes. Ladies and gentlemen, also, later on, after the break, feel free to approach our panelists if you still have any question. It's just that for now we need to conclude the formalities. I need to invite the next group of experts and stakeholders to also pass messages of support and so forth. So with that said, thank you so much and God bless. Thank you. We've heard from CIPC, Sikhuluma lapha nomfoka Khoza, and manje ke ngizocela ukuthi also si meme a speaker from DTIC, the Department of Trade and Industry and Competition. Lasi zothola khona uMs Ntombi Maseko, who is a Director Innovation and Technology, nayo azodlulisa amazwi. Simshayele ihlombeza ngaphambili. Siyabona na mama. Siyaphlunjana wena. Thank you so much. Yebo.
I like to angakela. Okay. Sanibona. Nangu Felix ethu yangifanisa. Angimazi ungazelapi. Welcome and thank you very much for being here today. I must say it's quite an exciting day for me to be here today. I am an alma mater from Mangosuthu, Sasibizi Mangosuthu Technicon. Then I did my first diploma here in medical technology. So it excites me to be back at home. And also, by the way, Felix, you know me. Mina nawe siphume eMgungundlovu. I know you from University of Natal in Pietermaritzburg. Yes. So I welcomed him. I was his senior. I was in reg, and we were the ones who throw the freshers' parties, and Felix was one of those. So I think also, I don't know how to top the session that we just had now. It was quite exciting to listen to the music, to be mesmerized the way we were. So it's excitement all around. And I think I've been just given 10 minutes. And as already said, I'm Nontombi Maseko. I'm from the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition, where I drive innovation and technology policy and strategy. What that means, it means when we talk about knowledge forms, I think this morning everyone was talking about how, you know, you talk about the light bulb, how your knowledge can be monetized. So I work in a department where we work in translating all of that, all the knowledge that you might have all the inventions that you may have. It might be research and development. It might be indigenous knowledge. It might be garage innovation. And the last one is, I've just forgotten, but about four of those knowledge forms, we transform them into creating businesses, into creating industries and building economic development. So in being here, my role is just to let you know what the DTI does, because one of the things that we did is to support the exhibition upstairs. Please go and see what we have put up there, because we're showing you, we're showcasing what departments do and what some of the companies that have agreed to be there. So the first thing that I would like to say is that the DTIC is mandated to be the custodian of economic development in the country, which means one of the things that we try to drive is to make sure that we grow the economy of the country. And how we do this is to try and increase and decrease the trade deficit and also industrialize. And how we industrialize, we are manufacturing based, because we think that will give us jobs, that will give us the outputs in terms of products that we want to export. But we are not only closed up to that. We have a number of master plans that we have developed that help us drive in each sectors. This could be the autos, this could be forestry, sugar. But in particular, that is relevant. One master plan that is relevant for today's talk is around cultural and creative industries. Because we did realize that, I mean, South Africans have talent. You know, you go to TikTok, you become so amazed how creative South Africans are, you know. So now it's about time that we make sure that we monetize what our creativity and our inventions. Now, also, over and above building those master plans, we've also created incentives that then will support, because the role of government really is also to capitalize or catalyze economic activities such that the environment is conducive for people to do business. I want to borrow a little bit from the musician that sang for us this morning when he says, you know, the battles or the aspects that CIPC is dealing with now are things that they've been dealing with in the past. And assure him that our government is a government that listens, is a government that's on the beat. So as much as some of the things may take time to happen, but we are listening, and every time we are thinking, how else do we better the situation such that we can assist our community and improve our economy? The conducive environment that we support, I've talked about funding, for instance. Please go to our website, look at our incentives. There's quite a number of incentives for specific businesses, for specific areas. In the creative space, already I've been telling a few filmmakers that we have a film and television incentive that supports you in developing your production. And I'm sure you've seen sometimes on TV, a film that is made in South Africa will say supported by the DTIC. So those people would have been funded by the DTIC to do that production. So please look out for that, because there's quite a number. Even in terms of marketing, you want to take your production overseas, we have incentives that will assist you to get into those spaces. One of the things that I want to emphasize is that when you talk about intellectual property, you are talking about innovation. And innovation is about countries that grow. Countries do not grow if you don't innovate. So that's why we are in the business of innovation. And we have put SMMEs and startups at the backbone of this economic development, because we know they are agile and they are able to then turn the situation around and take these opportunities much quicker than big businesses can. So, and such that they become much more sustainable. Now, human creativity and innovation can be monetized. I think this is the theme and the role of why we are doing this. Do the right thing first. so that you are able to monetize your creativity. I think with these few words, Felix, if you let me, thank you, because it's just to inform our colleagues of what DTIC does, and then you can do the work yourselves. And also, I'm sitting right there. If you want connectivity, we can help you further. Thank you so much.
I want connectivity for sure. Thank you so much. With that said, can I now have joining me on the stage to please take the seats on the stage is NIPMO, that is the National Intellectual Property Management Office representative, the Technology Innovation Agency, TIA, to also take position on the podium. CEDA, Durban Branch Manager, to also follow suit. Durban Film Office, to also do the same. With that said, Siyabonga. Sondelan. Now, Konage, the best of Fanang, Pinigin Kulu Legafuti, Uti, Nakona, and Nizogwaz, Utin Pinden, Sondelegbona, and Babu Zimbuzamo, Utige, Lampe, Egukona Lok Salago, Noma, or figure after they finish doing their presentations. You can also feel free to join them and ask them any question of Isogabuma Babu Zabona. Ngizoqala-ke la. Oh, sorry, speaker from Ethekwini Municipality also, to please also come and join us in front. Manager, Arts and Living Cultures, Ethekwini Municipality, please, the representative, to please come and join us on stage. I will start, ladies and gentlemen, with the director, Regulatory and Compliance at NIPMO. I guess Mshali Zandla is in a pambili bagwethu.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm not sure if I'm visible. My name is Ntangane Zeni Mwanalo. I come from the Department of Science, Technology, and Innovation within the office called the National Intellectual Property Management Office. So we, as NIPMO, we are established in terms of a legislation. So the legislation is called Intellectual Property Emanating from Publicly Financed Research and Development. It's called the IPR Act. So in essence, what this legislation is about was to establish our office, which is the NIPMO, was also to establish the Office of Technology Transfer, or OTT, Office of Technology Transfer, or Technology Transfer Offices. These offices are within our higher education institution, as an extension arm of the government. Since we are policymakers, we see them as implementers of the IPR Act legislation. So within the 26 institutions in South Africa, together with the Schedule 1 institution, what we call the Science Council, there are these offices wherein when researchers and students are doing research and development and they come up with something that they think it's new, they can contact the OTTs and engage with them to see how do they assist them in identifying that intellectual property, protecting it, using it, or putting it to market where it's possible. So in essence, that's what the legislation's main objective was, to make sure that when government put money into research and development, something happens towards that research and development, which can be protection of the IP and use or commercialization. So this piece of legislation is quite important. And I think just linking it to today's event where we're celebrating the World Intellectual Property Day, which normally happens, the day is the 26th of April, which is tomorrow, it's of essence as government that we've got policies in place like the Science White Paper and the Decadal Plan that talks about innovation, but also of importance talk about innovation in the social sciences humanities space as well. Because sometimes people in the humanities and arts, they also feel like they're not taken into consideration compared to the people in the STEM, which is your sciences subject. So our policies actually talk to that to say, as university, we also need to look, or as South African, we need to look at how do we assist people within the creative space to protect their intellectual property. So what we do, we support higher education institutions so that they started to establish these offices, but we further continue to assist them to make sure that they've got the right skilled people within those offices to be able to identify the research that are coming and the intellectual property that comes out of those research and development. So we do fund them through our Office of Technology Transfer, a support fund, the universities, so that the university are enabled to be able to then engage with researchers and students within the various universities within South Africa. We also further, in our legislation, assist university and science council to say, when they have used their money to protect intellectual property, which is costly, we can give them back half of the amount that they've spent. So we can give them up to 50% back into the university to say, we acknowledge the work that you're doing as a university, and you have spent, for example, 1 million, and then the government will give you back 500,000, which you have spent towards that IP prosecution. So just in short, that's all what our legislation is about. It's just we do support innovation as a government, and previously there was no legislation in South Africa that sort of oversee what is happening to public funds that is being invested on research and development. And through this legislation, now we know what the universities are busy doing, because they twice a year report to us on all the disclosures they get from their students and their researchers to say, this is what has been disclosed to us, and this is what we're doing with the intellectual property that comes out of that research and development. So in short, we're here to support our OTTs. We do support MUT, for example, which is the host institution. Also, the three institutions that are in collaboration, which is UKZN, DUT, and University of Zululand, all of those offices were established through this legislation, and we continue to fund them so that they get the right personnel within the offices, so to assist to get hire the right people with the relevant skills to be able to assist in the protection of intellectual property use and commercialization of the IP. I think I've said a mouthful, and yesterday I also did a bit of detail when I was presenting yesterday for those who were available. I had two gifts for the students that I want to just give. Two quick questions, if you were listening to me. I've got a gift. I just want to ask, from which department do I come from? Or which organization? So between the two, the department or our office? Yes? Sorry? No. Any try? No? Okay, I'll ask another question. So when is the date where we celebrate World Intellectual Property Day? Okay, I'll give you an opportunity because you raised your hand first. Yes? Well done. So you can come get a gift. I've got the last question. The last question will be, is there anyone who know what the theme of this year is? Yes? Well done. You can come and get a gift. Well done. Okay. Okay.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. There was the representative from NIBMO, National Intellectual Property Management Office. And now we know, kona obuza yongeli ilanga sesokwazi ukuthi-ke yini igama lale organization. And there was Ms. Ntanga Nenzeni Mwanalo. Hope I said it right. Thank you so much. We are left with only just two speakers in the program. Thereafter, we're going to get then the votes of thanks and wrap up the proceedings, ladies and gentlemen. And still to come at the end of the proceedings, I promise you an electric performance. Ise Zageleyo, Yam Tutu, and the band. But for now, let us get a speaker, also for 3 minutes, Usiyagwel Chigayo, the Durban branch manager, Yagasida, Mr. Cedric Mguni. Asim Pamisa nga shombe na efut. Oh, I didn't know Cedric was a unisex name. Oh, apologies for Cedric. Ngipinding di bagwetu, kubalegi lungoba, I'm so traveling was quite challenging. But in his stead, we have Umam Spongile. Sabela. Yeah. Oh, Spongile Sabela. Wakondana gabi, ngaseka wakono muzo sasakelene na gotuwe ka Sabela. Babe taka atakonuko kwa kona. Oh, esako osuwa na seka isbongo, kwa guba nkala. Before so nagale, sifale na banbaga Sabela, batando muzo tube, nzwagele. Slone sihle siyabonga mbuyazi asimhlele ihlombe elikhulu kakhulu bakwethu.
Thank you very much, program director. Apologies for Mr. Mguni, umphathi wami lowo. Yes, ngiyamazi ukwasida, but he couldn't come today for reasons already mentioned. But mina ngiwusibongile Sabela. I'm from Sida, Durban branch. Sanibonani nonke, nise right kodwa. Hey, Minangisuti, I'm really full from the session that we've had today. I've learned a lot myself, having been in the field, yeah, enterprise development, but I've learned so much from the speakers that are here, and I'm so happy to see all the young people that are also here, my experts are corner, and all of you taking a keen interest in coming and being part of this session like this. Bengiphethe presentation, but because of time, sekushiwo kwathiwa angisikele jikayo. Njengoba ngishilo, ngiphuma kwaSEDFA. There's been a merger. She was 7 months old, but in terms of our entities, USIDA noSIFA, they've been existing for a very long time, since 2004, and sizingane zika Department of Small Business Development. But the approach engizoyithatha is just to unpack, ngoba isikhathi esiningi sikhuluma ngama acronyms, ngoma IP, I'm from SEDFA. I just want to unpack, because if we unpack igama lethu, ukuthi siwusetfa kuqhamukapi lokho kumeleni, then you'll just understand ukuthi singobani futhi senzani. SEDFA, US stands for small. Small. Siyazi ke small, khona small, ube khona small, khona small, kanjalo kanjalo. But ake sime lapho, US stands for small, right? Bese kuba u-E stands for what kunabafundi la? Enterprise, yes. It's for small enterprise. And what is an enterprise? Have you heard of entrepreneurs, someone who's an entrepreneur? Do any one of you want aspiring entrepreneurs? Kunama artists la, nama artists now, they are entrepreneurs because they are in the business of doing business. So, maning nama nama entrepreneurs enwaziyo, amanye adumile nawo aqala kancane, aqala kuphi? From being small, akhula, aqhubeka, agcina manje esemakhulu, baneyitolo, banani banani banani. Kodwa kusiwona kuphela lawo, those are not the only entrepreneurs. Ama entrepreneurs amanye just live among us. Some of us, as I've already said, are entrepreneurs. Some of them live among us. Where we live, kunabantu, got people who are maybe repairing shoes at the corner shop. We've got people who are selling stuff. Emkwakweni, oh mama, banye sikhuliswe yibona omama bedayisa certain products, even Tupperware and everything. So those are entrepreneurs, right? Siseku letter number two, kasetfa. So it's small enterprise development. That is the key part, kakhulukaz. Because we don't want you to remain small. We want you to start small. Yes, so for us, even if we say idea, you are very relevant to us. You come to us, we sit down with you, and we take you through the stages until you grow as an entrepreneur. So there's that entrepreneurship, enterprise development, that we take you from point A to the next point, to the next, and to the next. So, vision yetu is to see small enterprises growing, thriving, abe sustainable. There are statistics akhona ukuthi a business, a high percentage, they fall within the first 3 years, and then after 3 years, I think another 80% fall off. And that's a concern for us because of the plight that we have in the country, yeah, unemployment, whereas our small businesses are the backbone of the economy. They create the most employment, yonke, gonke, et cetera, et cetera. Sikuphi manje, sikuphi alphabet, siku D. So ngizogxila kakhulu ke ukuthi what is it that we do in developing those businesses from being small to moving up the ladder to being large enterprises. So it's small enterprise development, but there is an F as well. F stands for Felix. I like that. F stands for finance. I said initially in Jing highlighting it, we used to be two entities. There used to be small enterprise finance agency, and there was a small enterprise development agency. Now we are one. So we're a small enterprise, and we're developing enterprises. At the same time, we're supporting them in the form of finance. Taking into consideration ukuthi growing a business is not just about money, but it's also about growing and mentoring. Someone was talking about mentorship, market linkages, and everything else that the business needs to grow. Agency, we're an agent of the Department of Small Business Development, as I've said. Nisazo Kotlu would say, stands for what? No, you won't forget. So if Nibambelo Konjuguti, then you've got the crux of what we do. Mklampenje, quickly, our development programs is now, so we refer to them as non-financial support. They, in other words, we stand between you and accessing our markets. We stand between you and accessing e-funding. And how do we do that? We assist with into the compliance. As we know, this day has been it's coordinated by CIPC. We work very closely with CIPC because we believe Wuti businesses have to be formalized. You need to have a formalized business in order to do business with any other business, even if you are targeting government or whoever. You need to have a legal entity. So we take you through different stages to register you. We are not consultants, Tina. People like to go to consultants and they charge them, 1,500 rand. Do you know how much it costs to register a company? 175 rand. But because for different reasons, abantu, they end up going because they don't know. So those are the kind of things that we capacitate you with, siku guide, how to register a business. And having registered a business, how do you run a business? How do you manage a business? Because when you are running a business, manje sekhlukile manje ukuthi a business is a legal entity, liwumuntu liyaphila liyaphefumula, it can contract, it can sue, it can be sued, talking about that. But how do you run it? Because it's money's in toys, it's man. How to separate between a business account? A business should have a business account, and then now we have an account. We do see these kind of things when people come for support, and you find that there's no business account, or there's a business account, but with business account, there's cash withdrawals which cannot be accounted for. same business account, Utola, there's these shops that are adjacent to these big retail shops. Lakuspa has a smaller shop, and also Nochekas has a smaller shop as well. They sell liquid stuff. So it's like I'm from that shop now. So I'm just saying that, so we teach you those things that, you know, you respect how you manage that account, that business account. You are employed by the business, you are an employee of the business, and the business has to pay you a salary. And with your salary, then you can go to Foshin and everywhere else and swipe your card as you like. So those are the kind of things. Kunama training, different kinds of training, business management skills training, financial management, marketing, all a suite of training, all aimed at developing you as a small and emerging entrepreneur. Sisiza kakhulu ke futhi for you to access ama markets, in the sense that we help you to develop e-branding for your business when we feel that you've got a product or a service that is ready to go to the market. We help you with marketing material, ama pull-up banners if you're going to exhibit, with even izinto zoma SAPS approvals, product testing, and those kind of things. And we work with quite a lot of other stakeholders, MUT actually being one of those that we partner with when it comes to those kind of things. So we take you through all kinds of legalities and other stuff that you need to know and understand as you are getting into business, as you are running into business, so that you can grow. Right. This is a good part, your funding. There's a lot of other funding instruments are corner, but the key in accessing funding is that you need to be funding ready as the business. For example, in applying for funding, you would need, any funder would require, for example, that your idea should have been tested, the feasibility study should have been done. You should have a business plan. So we help you come to us, and we help with developing that business plan. And we also run trainings so that at the end of the training, you are capacitated and you're able to run to have your own business plan. From the funding point of view as well, after D comes an F, we have different funding instruments. That was what I was saying. It could be, you know, which cuts across actually all sectors. I'll talk about exclusions. There are certain exclusions, but it cuts out. We don't differentiate. It's different sectors that we fund, and there's funding instruments, different funding instruments. Some are sector-specific, like geared towards manufacturing. Some geared towards tourism. But others, like specialist funds or asset finance, where you just want to buy an asset on a short term, or you've got a purchase order, and then you just need funding just for that period, and then you carry on with your business. Of course, there are certain exclusions, like we don't support like gambling. If you're involved in sin businesses, including liquor, we don't support, and those kind of things. But everything is in our website. Our systems, when you apply for funding, you go to our website, cedfa.org.za, or you can visit our offices. It's where you'll sit down with a business advisor who will go through your idea or the business, and then that will be your advisor going forward, like a relationship manager in banks, where whenever you have a need for your business or you need guidance or advice, that would be the go-to person, and they take you step by step in helping you to grow the business. I think, you know, that's what we do. Yeah, but if you go to website, you'll even see we're countrywide. We are in the province as well, in most district council municipalities. In my office, where I'm coming from, we are currently based in Westville. But with the numbers that we have, I hope maybe my contact details A2 will be shared. Then you'll be able to make contact with us. We also have a stand upstairs where you can come and have more clarification and information that you need. On that note, thank you very much. I hope you don't forget set for standing for. Thank you.
Sibonga kakhulu. Noma ke siwuthanda kusefta nesizosebenzisa impela, sifisa nokuphumelela nokudlondlobala, ukwazi ukususa ke uphofu ezweni, create and employment opportunities and more entrepreneurs. And also help resuscitate our ailing economy. Kepha awu iyasiphatha kabi le ndaba ukuthi kusupporta yonke inhlobo zamashishini ngaphandle kwale yotshwala, ngoba utshwala yibona obusiza izwe njengoba libhekene nalezi yihlave ngaka ukuthi abantu bayoyibukela ibhola baphinde nabo babonane nalaba abangabahle kakhulu bathole imendo nabo, ngoba uma sekuphuziwe kuyahlangana umuntu. Kepha sizokuxoxa lokho eziziqhubeka. And now, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Another warm round of applause, ladies and gentlemen, for SEFTA. TIA, Technology Innovation Agency, Dr. Tozamile.
Afternoon. My name is Tozamile Khubuluza. Of course, Felix couldn't pronounce that. And as he said, I'm from the Technology Innovation Agency. And I'm a portfolio manager there under the Energy Business Unit. I'll give you a brief about the Technology Innovation Agency. We are a baby of the Department of Science, Technology and Innovation, like my colleague there. Now she is in the head office. She was my colleague at TIA also. We are a government that was through a promulgation by government. So we're a legitimate entity that mainly funds innovations across different sectors. If I can mention a few, that will be advanced manufacturing, energy, agriculture, IT, and other health, and that might be relevant for the sitting today will be indigenous knowledge systems. And but apart from the means that I've mentioned, TIA has a grassroots innovation program, and there is a young gentleman on his early 30s upstairs which is doing a lot of digitalization. So please visit the stand upstairs to see the things that he's doing. Now about TIA, like I indicated, is a funding agency. We do assist technologies that come at an idea level, and MUT is one of the recipients of funding from TIA. Like she indicated, there is a TTO office, and most of those funds go through the TTO office, and they support researchers and students. But apart from that, we do have technology development fund, which is a core of what TIA does. We know that people have ideas, and you develop that idea and you produce some sort of a physical entity, and that sometimes is called proof of concept. Is this thing that I have as an idea workable? Is it something that I can sell? So if you have produced that proof of concept, we fund you to develop a prototype, something that you can show functionality of it. And now we are more focusing on now commercializing such ideas. We are in a university of technology. Most of what is done is to make products, or we make services. But now some of them end there, and you get publications. Of course, that's what institutions of higher learning normally do is you produce something, you show it's working, and then it ends there. But the Technology Innovation Agency now has adopted a strategy of talking about commercialization. Because in the main, what you produce, it must be something that can assist the communities, that can assist the country, that you can also sell outside South Africa. And that is through commercialization, and that is done to uplift the standard of living of generally South Africans. So in the main, that's what we do. And I don't know how much time I have, so that I don't go into specifics, but to generally tell you that young or old, if you have an idea, there will be a funding instrument available at here to assist you. If you have developed something or you have an innovation that you want to test its functionality, we have labs, we have technology stations. You might not have the technical expertise, but you have the idea. You come to us, we'll channel you into the right platform where you might be getting assistance to make sure that you see light into your idea, or we prove the functionality of your prototype. If it's not a prototype you want to pilot, we do assist you there. You can come that day. This is what I've developed, but I don't know how to proceed after that stage. That's where you get people to facilitate the discussion between you, potential funders, people who have millions of friends to assist to make sure that you do access the market, like was indicated by the previous speaker. Importantly, what we do, you must get it outside so that you can see if there is one interested to buy it. But at TI, when we have funded you, we make sure that even before you do demonstrations, you have a commercialization strategy. How are you going to make sure that what you are producing will be assessed by the market? And you test that interest, and if you feel that there is that high interest, then we make some letters of intent for potential customers, people who will take in such a product. So that's what we do. And our website is www.tia.org.za. We have offices in Durban at the Musgrave Center, 102 Stephen Dlamini Road. So you can access our services there. I thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Khubuluza. That's me showing that I can indeed pronounce the surname. Thank you so much. From TIA, ladies and gentlemen, Technology Innovation Agency. Asimshaliza ndasebonga kakhulu. Ninentsantsa ke ninenisebancane ukuthi nibe khona la namhlanje to celebrate leli langa leli, World IP Day. And also have in your midst these giants that are coming to talk to us, representing various agencies, sharing their life experiences, and also just imparting important bits and nuggets about life and how you navigate through music and the biz of music and ideas and the protection of and patenting and licensing of these ideas. Also my first time hearing about TIA, SEFTA, and emerging of the two agencies. I learned that today. And obviously, I'm going to be getting to work and also putting things in place so I can take full advantage of the agencies and their offerings. So, sinenhlanhla kakhulu bathandekayo. Ngithembe nani kuningi enikuzuzile namhlanje. Niwuhlabwe niwulawuleke nalabo abangekho lapha kwethu. Ukuthi nani kube yinini niba mouthpieces of these agencies and associations and organizations. Our last speaker, Mr. Simon Ntuli, Manager, Arts and Living Cultures at Segoni Municipality, Mpemba.
Sanbonani. Sithunywa umhlonishwa ubaba umeya, ukhansela wethu. Uxaba ophethe umkhandlu wetheku ukuchaza umkhandlu wetheku ake sibe khona nathi okokuqala ake sibonge abagqugquzeli bale program enhle kangaka ukuthi bakhethe iTheku. Ake silishaye izandla nje iTheku ukuthi yenzeke eThekwini. Siyabonga kakhulu sengathi nangonyaka ozayo ingabuya siyabhida already. Ngizokhuluma lana yize ngiwumanager wakwa Arts and Living Culture ngizokhuluma nje ngecreative sector yaseThekwini ngoba siwumkhandlu weTheku siphakathi kulento yecreative arts sino Arts and Living Culture sibe no Durban Film Office nangu sis knows lapha urepresenter iDurban Film Office sibe no Durban Art Gallery for visual artists then sibe no craft as well ongaphansi kwe business support so sizibambe zonke nje la kwa Arts and Living Culture ifocus yethu iku performing arts it's very important ukuthi ngisho lento ngoba most of you manies akuthina nibuye ningabikho sure ukuthi what is it that we do angene nje kuzona lezi zinto ziwu four ama pillars asilawulayo ukuthi senzani kahle kahle eyokuqala ifocus yethu as ama creatives sifocuse ekudevelopheni so i development into yokuqala sidevelop ama artists and then okwesibili sifocuse ukupromote into ye arts and culture or creatives ye broadly okwesithathu sifocuse kwi preservation how do we preserve siyayisenza ama documentaries that's why kwa film bayi support izinto zama documentaries siyaye si support nama recordings as well kubalekile ukuthi ngimention le ama recordings ngoba siyayisenza ama calls siwumkhandlu weTheku ukuthi if you are an artist ulaye eThekwini across the genres come and audition kuze uthole opportunity yokuthi record umusic wakho we support single recordings we support the recording of the full album and even EP extended play so those programs we will be rolling them out as of July so you just have to check ukuthi you ningaphoswa ikakhulukazi nini enhlala la eThekwini and then okwesine senza ilento isupport engathi nje we create opportunities for ama creatives ufilm no arts and culture siyaye senza ama calls every year arts and culture sinento sibizwa ngokuthi i granting aid la senza khona ama calls uma uyi non-profit organization or uyi artist kwi creative space you can apply sikwazi ukukunikeza I support the community arts organizations esiwa supportayo nga mention nje for example Obed Center or KCAP ngibabonile be around owushwini if nawe ngakini kukhona I community arts center eyenza umsebenzi ungasali ngaphandle sondela emkhandlini weTheku ze sikwazi ukuthi sikulekelele so we are there to support and then mepho kokugcina sikhuthaza nento ye social cohesion ibaluleke kakhulu yabona nje I social cohesion isikhathi esiningi abantu bayicabanga ngokwebala kanti ngiyajabula nje mangibheke lana ngibheke I youth sinane youth kulento so sibambile lento ye social cohesion which is very very important ama programs wethu must be very very inclusive ngicela ke ukungena kancane kwi IP since sikhuluma ngento ye IP abangaziyo bayazi ke ukuthi bengiwuthisha ngangifundisa I music business e Central Johannesburg College nase University of Fort Hare nase Dameleen so ngizoba summarize labantwana abancane ukuthi what are the four things that you must always know maybe ngizofaka u five kube ibonus you must always know when we're talking about EIP eyokuqala EIP is about creating the original work so you create once you have created you must make sure you notify you register lapha ku creation ungantshontsha ama ideas wabantu create original underline original Now, after that, you notify, you register. Number three, you monetize it. Ngamanye amazwi kumele wenze sure ukuthi business. Uthando Nyamena has no mukona namhlanje. He always says, owekumisa, music is business. That is very important for you to know. So you need to monetize. How do you do this? But sometimes once I have notified Usamro or maybe Ikapaso, maybe Impra or Isampra Sekpelile. No, those they don't monetize for you. They collect. You need if Ugwa Music u contact a publisher. Umsebenzi we publisher is to find users so that ukwazi ukuthi wenzeni wenze imali. So number four, collect the money. I know it sounds obvious. Collect the money. Abantu abaningi ama CMOs akhona la, they can confirm ukuthi bahlala neindodla zeimali ezingakolekthiwe. Le mali igcina siya kwi black box, and once yaba kwi black box, they will give you 3 years. If you don't show up in 3 years, the money gets distributed. So it's very important to collect your money. The last one, a bonus. Enginothisile ukuthi izola izange featureishe that much. You need to perform. Into IP does not always have to be ukuthi ngine recording, therefore ngithengisa music wami online or kanjani kanjani. You need to perform. Actually, that's where the money is at. Excuse me, kwi performance. Did you know ukuthi ama artist amaningi ngabona ela bebonisa u Black Coffee? I'm going to make an example with u Black Coffee. If you Google right there la uhlezi khona, you will see ukuthi u Black Coffee wenza malini if enza ama international tours. Let me assist you quickly so that you have an idea. About $400,000 get performance ye 40 minutes. How many millions is that? A petty calculator. How many millions is that? It's a lot of millions. That's your homework. Do and go and calculate. So what is my point? Make sure that you perform. Make sure ukuthumungena kwi industry kakhulukazi leyo music, you are conscious of multi income streams. Uguze, if kuvalekile kulesi stream, yakwazi ukusebenzisa esinye stream. Ama artists amaningi that are successful, they do not make money ngokuthengisa umusic kuphela. They are doing so many things. And I'm challenging you as young people ukuthi nibe ileyo nhlobo yama artists. Uma nikhohliwe lento ngizoniphindela yona. One, create. Two, notify or register. Three, monetize. Four, collect the money. Five, do perform, because that's where the money is at. Ngiyabonga.
Thank you. You may retreat. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, what a fruitful day this has been. It's been a grand occasion. Thank you so much for your attendance once again. To wrap up the proceedings, I would like to invite Dr. Melvin onto the stage. Thereafter, we will then have a performance, that much-awaited performance, Yam Tutu. But for now, if we can get Dr. Melvin to come and give us the vote of thanks and wrap up the following. Sorry, are you Dr. Melvin? Yes. You're the youngest doctor I've seen today.
Thank you very much, program director. Okay. When we had a media briefing launch, actually, Dr. Farai, I see, is here, will agree that part of it was that we said it is our responsibility to let people know about IP. Yes, about IP and what it can do. So, yes, my name is Melvin Mutwa from the Research Directorate, here at Mangosuthu University of Technology. I'm here on behalf of my boss, Dr. Annette Mini, who is the director for our directorate. Unfortunately, she had to run out as she was not feeling well. But I'm here to do the vote of thanks on her behalf. First and foremost, we're deeply grateful to National Intellectual Property Management Office, NIPMO, and Companies and Intellectual Property Commission, CIPC, for their generous funding and continued belief in the powers of intellectual property as a driver of innovation and societal development. Your support made this initiative possible and meaningful. We also wish to sincerely thank our strategic partners for their unwavering collaboration and ongoing commitment. A special word of appreciation goes to the Department of Trade, Industry and Commission, the DTIC, sponsored exhibition stand, Technology Innovation Agency, Small Medium Enterprise Development Agency, CEDA, University of Zululand, Durban University of Technology, University of KwaZulu-Natal, eThekwini Municipality, in particular the Parks, Recreation and Culture Business Unit, Umgeni Water, and the Durban Film Office. SID, TVET College, Andile Gumede, Senior Lecturer, Expressive Arts, Sandile Kele, Music Business Lecturer, Ndabe Ntle Mtiani, Arts and Design Lecturer, MUT Radio, and our service providers, Deco Videography for live streaming, sound musicians, student artists of the fine art, learners. A special thank you goes to the dedicated task team behind these events. Your hard work, coordination, and commitment ensured that every detail was handled with care and excellence. This successful celebration are a direct reflection of your passion and professionalism. To all speakers, participants, and guests, thank you for joining us in celebrating the value of intellectual property as a tool for inclusive innovation and economic growth. Lastly, but by no means least, we acknowledge the essential support and leadership of the Research Directorate and the Technological Transfer Team, Dr. Tlongwani and team. Your strategic guidance and professional commitment have been central in driving the initiative forward and ensuring its alignment with our broader innovation goals. Ladies and gentlemen, Program Director, thank you so much. You have been wonderful together with the audience. Thank you. I wish you well.
Thank you. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, our last performance, in fact, the much-awaited performance, the concert performance, Sibonga kakhulu Mthuthu-ke, is world-renowned. Sibonga kakhulu. Where are they? So please enjoy the performance, ladies and gentlemen, and don't forget to visit the websites of all these agencies and associations and organizations that were here today with us. I wish you well in your journeys as entrepreneurs, artists, musicians, designers. I certainly hope you use this knowledge to your advantage in your quest to be the best possible version of yourselves. Thank you and good afternoon.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.